Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Put the treasure where you think the fire is.
Can we use your red d4?
Oh, yeah! Wait, that's a good idea. That's a great idea.
It does look like fire.
Put it four up!
Oh, no!
Most damage.
Oh, it fell! Wow!
Jennifer, you did the exact opposite of what I wanted.
What do you want?
Now all of our backs is to the door.
What door are you talking about?
This one. The cave entrance.
These are our faces, ding dong! Everyone's faces are pointing!
Technically, there's no facing in D&D.
Right, this is...
Tim, what do you think? This is a back.
I know.
And that's a back, and
so
a back.
So we have our back to the fire?
Yeah.
Yes, because
we're warming our butts.
Do you think that...
We would be around it, being like, yum, yum, gimme some.
Yeah, but we're watching!
yum, gimme some.
I'm putting you here.
I mean, I would go.
Oh, yeah, wait, this is better.
I would go near the entrances. Oh. We just put.
Wait, I'm my famous to me! I'm sorry.
Okay, what's the timestamp?
Stupid, I was so mad.
Dice and rice.
Now that's a good podcast name.
Previously on Greetings Adventures.
I mean, you traveled for a little while, so you're going to travel back?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you doing with people who are injured? Are you...
Is anyone injured?
I don't give a fuck.
Well, we saw the Drider, and Ratma mentioned that we maybe should deal with it, and I mean, I'm feeling pretty good right now. I think we're kind of on a roll, so we could go look after this guy.
Yep.
Kill two birds with one stone while we're out here, right?
Exactly, yeah.
I will also say that Ratma did very specifically need his head, and it can only see Celine, so it fires. Three arrows at Celine.
Does it look like that? You would say it has armor on it? Is he wearing armor, Michael? The deep sigh.
I don't want you ever to cast this spell. But yeah, he's wearing armor.
Yeah!
Let's go!
Metal!
Yes!
What do you guys think? What size animal spider body do you think this is?
I think he's medium, right?
Give people a description of a...
Oh, he's a garden spider, a golden orb weaver spider. They look really scary, but it's really just a tough exterior inside. They're just cuddly little guys.
Aww.
What does it look like when you kill the dragon?
Yo!
You should have just gone on a date with me.
That'll teach you. Yeah, and then Rourke gives him a stab.
Beautifully crafted longsword. Lays by its side.
I'll pick up one of the long swords. He's like, these are pretty cool. And then I use it to chop his head off and shove it in a sack.
Yeah, so you strip him down.
Yep.
You take all the sweet meats.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And, sweet meats and glands.
Yeah.
And
all its glands.
I'll probably, cut off husks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, those freaking legs look delicious. Mm-hmm. So how about this? Let's take a short rest here. And I want to cook up some of that leg to see what would happen.
I'm going to eat it.
Great.
So can I do a survival check? And I have advantage because of the psychic stuff, even though I rolled a 19.
But do we have butter?
Do we have butter?
It's better with butter.
Can you guys set yourself up on the map in a way where, how you'd like to defense yourself.
So we're like in this zone, I assume.
Yeah,
right?
We're probably back into this.
Corpse is here.
The cave where the Drider was.
Yeah.
It seems like there's only one entrance and exit.
Yeah.
All around a little fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish we had a little fire over there. There's a cat.
There he goes.
Hi,
laser.
I don't really like that, like, my back would be, like, right up against that, like, thing.
I think I would try and be inside the beefier.
Yeah, we'd probably be, we'd probably make a semicircle.
Yeah.
So that we're all kind of facing the entry portal
like,
zone.
Like this?
Yeah. All right, Michael, we do that. I got a 24 perception.
I got an 11.
All right, well, I got a 23, and Milton got an 11.
Chuck, you think you hear somebody approaching?
Okay, I will. Do I have a vibe of which intolerance, left or right, so to speak? From
this zone.
Okay, I go. And then I'm like trying to like make noises so you look, and then I'll shield up, facing the sound for which you said, as I'm sitting, the west entrance and exit.
Okay. So what are you, sorry, so you're...
I'm just seeing if it's coming closer.
Okay.
And I'm like, I made mostly confusing noises at my friends.
Okay.
But you definitely see me like turn away from the pot a little bit and get up and then make myself big.
Chug roll perception.
I'd love to. And do I still have advantage? So that's a 27.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm glad I have advantage.
You see a man peeping around.
Oh, this guy!
You see a man peeping around the corner at you.
Oh,
it is a goblin.
A goblin?
Yes.
I say in goblinoid, "Hey there, friend."
You hear from around the corner, "What you got there?"
Always have extra for a friend around the fire. We took down a large Spider-Man guy who was haunting these caves.
Can't say that. We don't have the rights.
Spider-Man guy.
Spider.
Guy man.
Spider
guy man.
Oh, we don't have guy man rights? And then I turn the crew. Oh, there's a goblin out here, but he seems fine. I don't know. What's your name?
My name is Griff. May I come closer to the fire?
Please, come close. Anyone who doesn't mean me and my friends harm is welcome to warm themselves by my fire.
Get your toes.
And then what about this guy?
That guy falls as well.
Holy shit, what the fuck is that thing?
Can I lick you?
This is my friend. His name is Jonah, but you can call him Kitten.
I'm doing a Grifflet and Death by Kitten thing.
Word. That's a large mushroom man. That's fine, but...
Love he.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow.
And I switch from goblinoid to goblin... common.
Goblinoid.
Hello? This is Griff. This is Rourke. Screechy sucks. Beholder Doodle, Celine, and I forget if I said my name. My name is Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
I said Milton definitely appreciates you referring to him as Beholder Doodle. That was a stand-up thing.
It's like a little like thing lights up. Like Milton will remember this.
Yeah,
I mean, I know how to work people. You know what I'm saying?
Truly, you have killed the Drider.
Yeah, look at this hanging corpse.
Here, feast upon his dill flavored flesh.
Give that pretzel to Michael and let Michael really crunch it. So
I don't
like really
want to eat the dill pickle.
No, it's better than you think.
All right, I'll eat.
Yeah, there's some crunch to it.
I'm role playing now. This is delicious.
But actually, I hate it.
It was delicious. He willingly ate the other half.
Shut up! Don't tell him that.
This
Drider has been for years hunting these grounds and killing my family and loved ones and friends, enemies. It's really indiscriminate.
Well, hopefully it worked out to be 50-50 of each, am I right?
Yes. Maybe things can start chilling out a bit around here.
Yeah, have you been to Mineford?
Mineford, that's long gone.
No, it's coming back, baby.
Wait,
what?
It depends. What was your business in Mineford?
Yeah. Wait.
I ran a tavern.
I was, back in the day, a brewer.
You should meet our friend Ratma.
And I was like, this is a goblin.
You know of the Ratma?
She's like my godmother.
Ratma?
She is like my god.
Ratma and
full stop.
Hey, do you see this scar? That's clearly her teeth marks.
Oh.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I don't mean to brag, but Radma and I were kind of a thing for a little bit there.
No.
Yes.
You must be lying.
I would like to give him a toenail.
Oh, yeah.
Clipping of Radma.
Oh, my God. That's probably worth so much money.
This is her toenail. I take them sometimes.
Those are deadly.
You can have one.
I don't want them.
They are. No, you should take it. We know for a fact they're deadly just by the
way. We don't know that for a
fact.
We don't need to.
I thought we were all friends here. Why are you trying to give me deadly toenails?
Because it's of your God. Who wouldn't love to have a
toenail? It's a relic that you can put it inside of a cool case and keep it, you know?
Or you could wear it, or if you're ever in a situation where you don't want to spill any secrets.
And I hand him, like, a rag, you wrap it up.
So you don't hurt yourself. Cut straight through the rag.
Shit. Like, falls to the ground and, like, starts digging into
the
rock.
It's like a bird for light saber.
I guess I don't know what to say.
Well, don't say anything. Papa Squat, we're about to hit the long rest button.
Suck that crab.
Suck that crab, baby.
Yeah, give me some. Kitten can't have any, but...
Oh, does he... what does the kitten eat?
This is gonna sound weird, but... a pretty into mushrooms.
Oh, so okay. You're pretty set in here, then.
Some mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, show him the mushrooms you have.
Oh, those are the spice you want.
I like that one. I put it on my lips.
Not for you.
I saw mushrooms. I saw colors on different mushrooms, and then I saw other things, and then they made me, like, not see the stuff again.
Well, you are what you eat. And he plucks it out of your hand and puts it in his mouth.
Oh!
Dumbhead. That's more like you eat what you are.
And that's cannibalism.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I guess we don't know what he was before. Oh, shit.
I mean, he's a big mushroom.
No, he's just a guy. That's what he...
Well, we don't know what he was before. Is Rourke going to turn into a mushroom? You are what you eat.
She ate mushrooms. I'm a mushroom lady.
Now you have to talk all slow.
Oh, kill
Hey, guys, real quick, bye. And just like you hear the sound of Tic Tacs, but it's just a jar of Ratma toenails.
Toenails falling, yeah.
Well, we're heading back to the Abbot at the cloister, but then we're heading back to Mineford.
If you want to tag along, travel with you.
Yeah, safety in numbers, I say.
Yes.
Good to see another goblinoid down in these parts.
Wow, this is... I never thought this would happen. What a day.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
To new friends. So he has a cup, somehow.
It's just the bottom of the Drider leg.
Oh, yeah. You cut off the Drider, like, clipping. Toenail or whatever.
Yeah. And you bring it from Drider toenails.
Yeah, it's like a horn. You know?
Yeah, cool. Horn of mead.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Should really do that.
Yeah.
I would just sell that. Like, how big are spiders in our world? Are they big?
You know, I don't think they're very
your thing.
Okay.
We have to find a big one. You have to go to Australia.
There are big crabs.
There are big crabs, that's true. Like, too big. Those Alaskan crabs are too big.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I guess you could make, like, a real awful cup out of, like, a lobster claw or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't love this anymore, gang. I'm bailing on this.
Guys, we made a bad idea.
It's only for, like, Clamato.
We've never done it before, but we made a bad idea.
Cut this out not for trademark reasons, but for, like, gross reasons. We don't want anyone else to do it.
Yeah.
So, can we take our short rest?
Yep. Yeah.
I'd like to. So, anything you can tell me about these caves over the past several years? And especially, you mentioned that Mindford's not a thing anymore.
Yes. Back in the day, I would live there, but, well, Ratma left us, and then things just fell apart.
Whoa.
The Drider moved in, and that was that. Traffic stopped coming through, and I had to go on the run.
So all of this just because of this one Drider?
Well,
I mean, I know he's very strong. I mean, he was very strong, but
we kicked his ass.
But we didn't. We don't have the protection that we once had from Ratma.
Who would you need to protect you? Like, who could handle this? If you could create your own dream person,
Ratma.
Well, I mean, that works out.
That makes sense.
She's
would
here.
Would you band everyone together to let them know?
Huh?
And gather them at this place?
I mean, I don't want to do that.
No, never mind then.
I mean, I could get Rick to come, probably.
Who's Rick?
You know Rick? No, you wouldn't know. Rick was I mean, he's kind of a piece of shit, but people change.
I'm worried the goblin thinks people can't change.
Guys, this is a throwaway thing, but he could be a baker. He could be a candlestick baker. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love the idea of us, like, building our own town. Like, okay, fuck that. We need a candle guy.
Candlestick maker.
It's too dark down here.
Candles are very important in medieval important society.
In the cave. What were the names of these two guys again? The goblin, what was the goblin's
Griff
name?
And Kitten.
Got it.
Although his real name is Jonah.
Okay. Kitten.
Come here, kitten.
Meow.
Okay, so we take our long rest. We converse a little bit.
Long rest?
Short rest. Converse a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And get on our way towards the abbot in the cloister zone. Mm-hmm. You said we're about halfway there before we detoured, so mm-hmm. however long that would take.
Yeah, so you head back and...
Probably me and Griff in the front using our goblin cave powers. Goblinoid cave powers.
Sure. Let's roll advantage survival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just talking goblinoid. It's fucked up.
Ooh. I don't know what they're saying.
Oh, yeah, I haven't gotten a good stew recently.
They're just talking about nonsense.
11.
18 for Screech.
Yo, I'm too distracted.
Oh, and I'm giving Chuck inspiration for cooking the spider meats.
Oh,
yay.
Oof.
That's an 18 for me.
7 for Milton. So he just dies, I guess.
Is this a hole check? Are we falling in holes?
He failed the survival, so he doesn't survive.
He doesn't survive. No, you guys have no problem finding your way back.
Okay.
And you make it to the cloisters.
Ding dong.
Our friends, you can, yeah.
Hello. It is I, the abbot.
We come with two friends, two weird friends. Griff and Kitten, Mr. Abbott, just in case there's any bad blood.
I see no malevolence in these two. They are welcome here.
Well, that's good. That could have been awkward. So, how's the little guy doing?
I've been talking to him.
Oh, wow. Well,
but I haven't been getting very far.
No surprise.
But that's okay, because guess what we got for you? And I don't know who was holding.
I pulled the Drider head. Like, yeah, let's go.
Oh,
shit.
No, sorry. That's right.
Hold up your other hand with this.
Yeah,
like,
okay, yes. Yeah, here's the hypothalamus, whatever you said.
Oh, okay. Give me that. Thank you.
So many MacGuffins.
If you would like to rest here for the night, I will cook up a little concoction, and in the morning, we can maybe break through and talk to Jermichael.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can take a long rest.
Did you bring any of the dryer meat back with you?
Sure.
Because you could, you know, maybe you can do some of that.
And I just keep
eating it.
Yeah.
Pop out some, like, brandy I had, too.
Yeah.
Pass it all around.
Yeah.
New friends, toasting, you name it.
Somehow I think only the lower body of the dryer is edible. And not the top part.
Well, that's the human part, and that's a little too close
to cannibalism. That's a little dicey.
Yeah, no, thank you.
But the leg, again, I do feel like it's like a crab leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
Like, you can eat a centaur's ass, but you can't eat...
Like, you can't eat his torso, though. Don't eat his titties. Don't eat his butt.
I feel like in a real spider, the abdomen or the thorax, whatever the big butt is, is not... good with meat, but maybe we're getting so...
No, like, I think it's really just the legs is my guess, because I feel like the butt is full of goo and it's gross.
That's where their body is.
Yeah.
So.
That's where all the freaking spinnerets come out.
Everywhere is where their body is.
So true.
That's actually a good point.
And plus, let's not forget all the eggs that were in there.
Whoa!
Those are a delicacy, though.
That probably is.
Scramble them up.
Or is it like people like use it to make like medicine or like spells or whatever? Taking his butt and just squirting him out.
Drug roast.
Yeah. Like Charlie and Always Sunny. He was like, you want me to get under that boat, scrape up some of those particles?
So you will be safe here. You have nothing to worry about.
I know we've incited the crap out of you, but the way you say things sometimes, I don't trust
a little, them. But... A little scary.
Do you all want to...
Yeah, do we still have a watch? Do we still do a watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that? Would we say it out loud? Like, hey, just in cases, you know? Or do we want to do
I guess we could ask.
Without the abbot knowing is kind of the question.
They could take offense to it if we ask.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
But if they find out, it'd be more offensive.
I think because I feel like the abbot's been pretty, like, straightforward with us. So I feel like we can just be like, would you like us to set watch or is this place safe?
Yeah, plus if they, like, happen upon somebody.
He just said it was safe.
Yeah, so then...
But you're saying
you don't trust him.
I'm saying if we want to do a watch, we should probably just be like, hey, you know, old habits die hard. We're just going to set a watch just in case to help protect you as much as anyone else, because who knows what's in these minds these days, you know?
Yeah, I think let's say that.
Instead of being like...
So should Gertie take first, or...
Gertie, can you take the first two?
First two?
These kids...
Yeah, they stay up to like 3 a.m. regardless.
That's right, playing Fortnite.
Yeah, she's just lying.
She's just flossing in the corner there.
All right, what's our watch order here?
I'll go first.
Second.
Third.
Fourth. Celine.
Fifth.
Milton.
Okay, yeah, I got two. And we need that many watches. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even feel like Gertie needs to watch. We need a lot of us.
Yeah, we could do like 2 hour watches if we had five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jermichael.
And sleep a long time.
I'm bored.
I'm gonna sleep with you.
Doesn't look like anything to me.
no offense, but it's just been we're on edge. We're on the run lightly as well, so we're gonna set watches. So if anything comes, we'll let you know for sure, buddy.
Okay, our choice.
Can I get an insight to see if he was offended by this?
Can I get an insight to see if that's a pervert noise? Or
Sorry that my dad
stick his tentacles in his mouth or something.
Well, I rolled a nat one, so
12 for the pervert nose check.
You think it's a pervert noise? You think he's offended?
Okay. Guys, I think this guy's a pervert.
If you have any dirty panties, just leave them.
Panties.
The average grown man owns 14 pairs of panties.
The thing I liked about that video is they did American women and British men.
That was very funny and weird.
That was weird. That was... Yeah. Say what that was so that people know what we're talking about. What was that?
We're just going to... Panties, don't worry about it.
Right. We watched a panty video on the internet.
A panty video together, okay?
Google panties on the internet.
I will tell you. It was on Adult Swim.
It's one of the Adult Swim infomercials. I don't know what it was called, but probably panties.
I think it is just called panties, I'm pretty sure.
All right. So you guys...
I go first.
Go first. Chuck, I'm going to...
Percept you?
Percept.
Natural 20, let's go!
We're all sleeping. Everyone's sleeping.
Baby babies.
It is quite quiet.
Except for Chuck. He's up.
And, nothing happens.
Okay,
Wait, he's not supposed to be sleeping. He's supposed to be cooking.
Wait, who?
The brain concoction.
Oh.
The flump.
He's working. He's working. Abbot. The Abbot. The Abbot.
We don't know if he has another name.
Oh, he's working. He's doing stuff.
Yeah.
Here's his table. It's a tech deck.
What?
What, Bachman? It's getting use in... okay, then I will wake Rourke up.
Okay. 21.
Nice. Perception.
Again, very uneventful.
This feels not to go back to the D&D movie, but this feels a little bit like the whole plan to bust out. I was like, the night would have been fine. You did not have to do this. Yeah. We don't know that. We don't know that yet.
It might be horrible.
Yeah.
We might get bamboozled in an ambulance.
Yeah,
you
never know.
All right, nothing happens.
I just don't like that Bachman is keeping a grudge log.
Who's the next person?
You all should be keeping a grudge log.
I think it's Celine.
I think Screech.
Rourke wakes up Celine.
I don't remember.
Oh,
I wake up Celine.
That's fine.
That's a much better.
I don't realize what time it is or what's going on, so I just do my watch now.
I think it's your watch. I don't remember.
Okay.
Nothing happened.
Okay.
I watched the kitten sleep. And I put a little flower hat on it. Oh, that's so cute. I'm gonna look for that too.
Okay. Now I will do. It was. Yes. That's 21.
Nice.
21. For perception.
You pass your watch uneventfully, and you believe it should be morning now.
Yeah,
but it's not.
But it's not morning.
That's our alarm clock.
How would we know?
So that's a great question.
So Celine looks around and her eyes alight on Screech, and she goes over and nudges him with her foot.
Hey,
did you do your watch yet?
Nobody woke me up for my watch.
Well, guess what? It's your watch now. Celine walked away.
Wait, what was the watch order?
I think there may have been a mix-up.
Okay.
The players absolutely don't remember if you... I remember Celine being the fourth.
Oh, but, I did not.
But maybe
remember.
I'm wrong.
No, I think that I'm probably wrong.
But that's okay. But that's the thing that could happen.
It was such a gift.
Game.
It could totally happen. It was such a gift.
Yeah. So, Screech is doing a watch.
Okay, roll perception.
That's cocked. That's very cocked.
Oh, that's not... No, that's not... That's Milton. He can't see shit.
Do you at least take the night vision goggles from him?
Yeah. 11. Yeah, I can have the night vision goggles back now that I know that.
That's true.
Yeah, Milton has dark vision.
Oh, yeah.
Milton has dark vision?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, Milton doesn't have dark vision. He's not human.
You haven't seen my character sheet?
We talked about him being human.
Fuck. All right.
Celine's human.
I am, but I have a special thing, though.
She's got a special thing.
I know.
Does Milton have a special thing?
Maybe he's got a special
thing. It's part of my friggin' sorcerer shit.
Maybe I go back and give him a special thing. No, he does not. But 11 for that person.
When you asked me to give him a feat, I was like, not anything with dark vision.
Nothing happens.
Yay.
Okay, who do I wake up? I don't remember.
I think
Celine?
Milton's the only one left.
I think that place... I would find
you
go to Celine. Like,
hey,
you're after me.
I would not be happy about that.
Milton. No, they won't. You won't. It's time to wake up, buddy. You gotta take watch.
Of course. Right away, sir. May I have the goggles, please?
I kind of like the way they look on me.
Very good, sir.
Off he goes to do his watch.
Hey, Milton, here. You want one of these?
Oh, a cold one?
Oh, what is that, a crispy boy?
What's up? And Tim is in the cave. This is me giving Milton.
All right,
bye, I gotta go. There. Gotta go back to St. Louis. The audience goes, woo! And I like wave and open like a prop door in the side of the cave.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten-grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Hey, Jennifer. Hey, Bachman. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Oh, I'm doing great.
Oh, that's so good. You know what I like to do? Play Dungeons and Dragons. I just wish there was more to listen to.
Yeah.
As somebody who's completed the internet, I can tell you there's nothing.
Well, what if?
Hold on a second. You haven't finished the internet yet, Bachman.
Wait, who's this?
How'd you get here?
Oh, this is a disembodied voice of Russ Moore from Dungeons and Dragons.
And a disembodied voice
of Carla Magstead, also from Dungeons & Dragons, rudely interrupting, which is kind of our thing.
Dungeons & Dragons, that sounds like maybe you play D&D also?
Yeah, I mean, we do. We say we do.
Yeah.
But then, you know, very similar to a lot of people, you know, we roll the dice and then I just decide what happens for everybody.
That's perfect.
That kind of sounds like what goes on in our show.
Sounds like that might lead to a fair bit of chaos.
So what are we doing this? It's a promo.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your show. The listeners of Grease Adventurers will recognize y'all's voices from the most recent Foaming Tankard.
Thank you so much for having us there. But yes, Dungeons & Dragons, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. We have so much content, very much like yourselves. So if you've caught up with Greetings Adventurers, come on over to Dungeons, where in Season 1, we are very modular.
Ooh.
We play Rise of Tiamat, so it eases you in. We have a lot of fun destroying the world through poorly made decisions.
Mm-hmm. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Excellent.
It was rocky there for a minute, but the poorly made decisions brought you back. And then in Season 2, which is another onboarding point, but guess what, we trick you and then make you go back to the beginning if you start at Season 1, because we're fools like that. We go into our own little homebrew adventure within the same Forgotten Realms world with very similar characters and a new set of characters, and there's time hopping and storyline swapping.
Ooh.
And maybe there's some keys in a bowl, who knows.
Okay.
Oh my god, so are you wait a second. Never mind. We'll have to move on from that. It does say, you said swapping. I didn't hear fluid swapping.
But... Well, I mean, the keys in the bowl.
So where do you suggest people start now in 2023?
Carla, where would you start?
I say start at Season 2, because that's like a kind of clean entry point, but then is it?
Yeah.
And then you'll just want to go back to the beginning. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah.
That's what we tell people, too.
There's a good 10 to 14 episodes of those characters, and then we start the time fuckery.
Well, that's beautiful.
Sorry, we can swear on this show, right?
Absolutely.
No.
You are encouraged to.
No. Well, thank you so much, Russ and Carla. Once again, tell people where you're from, where they can find more information.
We're from Dungeons & Dragons. You can search for us anywhere you listen to podcasts, or dumbdragons.com, dumbdragons.com.
I could have sworn that was a website I would always go to. But no. Well, thanks again. Bye!
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 Okay, Milton, roll. Did you roll perception?
No, because I was cracking up open a crispy boy. Reminded me of being back at Applebee's. Let's see. It's bad. I mean, it's bad. He's got plus zero, so it's 4. It should not have taken the goggles, but...
Milton is dozing off.
God. Oh man!
He's too old.
Come on, man!
I'm just at the pitch dark.
He's about to fall asleep, and he hears in his mind, "Good morning, sir."
I'm not accustomed to being called sir.
I see that.
See that
in your mind's eye.
Very good.
The potion is ready, but I assume we should wake the others.
Yes, of course. If you don't mind, don't say anything about me snoozing. Master would be quite distressed. What was that?
Wait, what is what?
Something jostled.
I imagine he like pulled. What weapon does Milton have again?
He's got a couple of daggers.
Yeah, I assume he pulls a dagger out. Maybe both of them actually.
Like shoots it from his wrist.
I have no need to transfer this information to them.
Okay, well, let's wake him up.
All right, I hit the long rest button. You can't take that from me.
Everybody, long rest.
Okay.
Let's go.
Milton's playing whatever that fucking wake up song is on the trumpet. What's it called?
Taps.
Morning Reverie.
Bats are flying everywhere.
Taps is you're dead.
That's if you die. You do start playing Taps, though.
Yeah, you don't wake up from Taps.
Is Taps...
Taps is sad.
What's happening?
That was...
That was, yeah. Taps is what they play at funerals.
Sorry, that's on me.
But yeah, morning reverie. Yeah, that's a different one.
That's with
a
bummer here.
That's
day 18?
Day 18! Thank you.
How do we know?
Shut up! Stop asking that.
Well, I think because it's like a survival check vibe, right? Like, you're okay, so it's
the
probably been...
The dawn of the 18th day. Like, you're taking stock.
And 4E, this would absolutely be Dungeoneering, because we'd be like, okay, is it...
Which way is north?
Which way is north?
Yeah, where's the boss?
Which day is day?
Yeah.
If this was 4E, it would never come up.
We shouldn't do it.
Right, we never use Dungeoneering.
Yeah.
So true.
Well, gosh, I guess we gotta do this, huh?
Yeah.
That's, I think...
Are you ready? Excited?
Yeah.
I'm not that thirsty, though.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes we have to drink things when we don't want to, you know?
That's so true.
So you give Jermichael the potion?
Yeah. Yeah, who actually gives Jermichael the potion, though?
I'll feed him.
Yeah.
I'll give him the potion.
Are we gonna have to do the dog thing? Is Chuck gonna have to like hold his jaw?
I mean, we'll see.
To rub his neck, mm-hmm. his throat.
I feel like he's into it, you know, right?
Yeah, he said he didn't really want to, but no, you're right. I think hopefully he won't struggle. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't want to force feed it to him.
He's like,
no, he takes it.
We wake up. We all wake up.
No.
Oh, you want to stand up.
Oh. It doesn't work if you all stop and look.
Your hieroglyphics are so funny.
They are, not to compare your Charlie again, but getting the real Charlie vibes from the hieroglyphics you're drawing.
You figure stand it now.
This may only work for a few moments, so...
Wait, this is not a permanent solution?
We went over there for nothing?
Well, we're just communicating with him.
You may have to kill something just for a few minutes?
Well...
It was an evil brain that was going to eat me for my sweet, sweet meat.
This feels like a win-win, honestly.
Yeah, we didn't want your delicious-ass body to go to waste, so that makes sense.
I'm kind of hungry.
All right, let's do this.
Are you ready, Jermichael?
Wait, the plump. He's gotta come back. Yeah, hold on. We gotta. Like, yes, he's gotta be here. He's touching him with the tentacle.
All right, let's jamam.
Oh my god, just like right under his chin.
He takes a sniff at it, and then he takes a little sip, and then he glugs it all down. And then he shakes his head, and his eyes that have always been kind of dopey suddenly clear a bit.
He's lost the dope.
And he goes, oh my.
Jermichael.
Oh.
You don't sound like yourself at all.
No, I'm under a bit of a curse.
Cursed?
Yes.
That does make sense.
It is the time of my life where I must reproduce.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I have been cursed with... a mechanical issue.
Okay.
Okay, and is it in your private parts, or...?
Yes, unfortunately, that is the case.
Okay.
I become so befuddled by this need deep inside of me.
Yeah, that seems... that's
become
pretty evident.
It's hard to communicate.
It doesn't seem that deep inside of you, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, so are
it's
you...
pretty surface level.
Are you saying you're so worked up that your brain stopped working?
Yes, it can't function.
Oh my god.
Okay. I'm so sorry that this is what it is, but...
So what do we need to do to help you in this situation? Like, do you know?
I honestly don't know.
Is this a situation where you need to either find a mate or maybe kill someone?
Oh, a mate would not suit at all.
No, mate.
I must take care of the business myself.
Oh!
Do you just need, like, a room and some ambient music?
It don't work, though.
Your penis.
It don't work!
That's what I didn't want to say it.
Or your cloaca, or whatever.
Whatever.
So, okay.
We don't need to go into detail.
Supposing we were to, like, stretch it out and, like, put it, like, in a splint, so it doesn't have to be hard, it's just... long?
A straight pipe?
Yeah, straight. Say we straight pipe, yeah.
I mean,
What would that even be?
What if we take a little bit of this dryer meat and you can rub the tip of your cock against it?
No,
he's like 49. He's like
100. Celine covers her ears with her hands.
What? You guys were just, I mean, I wanted this conversation to be over as fast as possible.
I was talking around it. You just went out there and just said it like that.
I mean, I felt better than me.
We all want
just
this conversation to end, and yes. I can feel the potion starting to stop.
Okay, guys.
Abbott, do you have anything to give?
Do we have mage hand? Can we mage hand a jack of pop?
Unfortunately, I do have mage hand.
I'm telling you, I have to do it myself.
Okay.
Abbott, do you have anything to give some virility? Do you got any hymns? Any Viagra? Any whatever?
Horny goat weed?
Yeah. Got oysters or something back there to help out? Because that seems to be the problem.
Yes.
Oh, you do?
You do?
No, I mean, I don't.
Oh, no. Are you?
But you're.
But are you the solving the answer to the problem?
Not, okay. Not my delicious sweetmeats. They're all soft and
that's not
and luxurious.
You're not selling.
Do we have to go into the bone?
Oh no! I've got that.
No, not you.
What?
You're not the one who I'm going. Oh.
No, I was just saying that I got that spider lotion.
Yeah, that ain't shit, bro.
Wait, who were you saying? Oh, to?
The person who mentioned the boneyard.
Do we have to go into the boneyard so we can get a boner?
Oh my god.
That no, it's not that. That would be juvenile, childish.
Have you met him?
Much below the level of this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to go to the rod yard.
The raw dog yard? Is that what you?
The Schlong Harbor.
The Penis Palace.
Simply called the Boneyard. I don't know why you're making a big deal out of this.
We weren't until you said it.
Anyway.
So, you, the Abbot, don't know how we can get a potion of virility.
Well.
But, is what I'm hearing. Or is the only way to get one in the Boneyard.
There's a creature there. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
A golem of sorts.
A flesh golem? A fleshlight golem?
A bone golem.
A bone golem.
Okay. And then will it become apparent what we need to do with the bone golem to fix this situation?
I mean, rule of threes, harbor, it's harvest, it's ligaments.
Okay.
Well. Okay, that makes sense.
My voice has pitched. Coming back here.
Did you also drink the potion?
I might have.
Is there a, maybe shortcut's the wrong word, is there a more direct route from the cloister to the bone land? Seems like it'll save time if we don't have to go through Mineford.
Oh.
Is there like a?
I mean, we just wave a rat on our way by, like bye. We're going somewhere else now.
We should, because then we can tell.
Might I see your map again?
Griff and Kitten, where Ratma is.
Yeah, we could take them there, drop them off.
Yeah,
and then go on our way.
And we could drop off the Dryder head.
Right.
Mm. Okay. True.
Yes. Do you really want to do all that though?
I mean, technically, it's just our characters doing shit, and we say we do it.
Yeah, we don't have to, like, be present for every, you know.
We're not going to go walk however many miles this is.
Yeah, it does still feel bad, like, to lose an entire day. You know, day 19 of our campaign, gone.
Right.
But, you know, that's fine.
Sometimes you just have to lose a day.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah. It happens.
We're burning daylight, gang.
Also, there could be a way that would go and it could give us something cool that we could go through. So maybe we go through the new way.
There is a way, but it is deadly dangerous.
We should just go through Mineford.
Yeah, fuck that. It feels, slightly silly to risk our lives to help a dragon get boner pills. Even though I hate not making good time.
Well, we have to. If we weren't gonna do that, we could have just stayed there and waited for the OT to kill us.
I mean, we don't have a ticking clock on anything, right? Like, okay. So might as well just...
Unless we think for any reason, I don't know, if people left 5 or 10 notes for people inside of Rhymeford to tell certain bad guys where we are. But I guess, like, most of us don't know that.
Are you trying to imply that my unaware boyfriend is a bad guy, or...
I think you left at least 2 notes for people.
Lucy and...
You left maybe 1 or 2 notes as well, Celine.
Yeah.
So...
My only family is with me, so...
Yeah. Listen, we grew up with Jean Parmesan. We always leave a note.
Exactly!
Hundreds of... Screech's wards, a tear rolls down her cheek.
I mean, same character.
That's what my character would do. All right, fine. Let's just go to Mindford first, and it would be great to check in to see if there's anything specific that Ratma has, because maybe she's like, okay, if you're going to go to the Bone Lands, then, I don't know, take this or something. We're going to the Boneyard. The map says Bone Lands.
Well.
It might just be colloquial. So,
okay.
You know. All right, Michael. It sounds like we're heading to Mineford, which is a day travel, right?
It is. So the 19th day is spent... traveling.
I mean, we were taking...
This is the 18th day.
Wherever there, anyway.
Right. This is the 18th day is spent doing that.
Yeah. And I think that my math was wrong, because this is a day away, give or take, you said, versus the 2 to the Gray Dwarves
Land. Yeah.
Gray Dwarf Land. So...
There's a name for that city. I just don't remember it right now.
That's fine. Maybe Reva didn't. So we spend day 18 traveling.
Okay. And
can we push ourselves hard and then get there late night?
Griff and Kitten actually have a pretty cool shortcut too that helps you get there without any issues.
Yo, what's up? Oh, and we were asked before we'll probably show them the crystal glasses. Oh, the crystal?
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. We're just gonna, follow the mushrooms backwards.
Oh my god, I usually have to lick a mushroom, then lay on the ground for 2 days, and then just to go for 100 feet, and then lick another mushroom.
Jesus.
And then I see it, mushrooms. And I fall asleep for 2 days.
Try lesser restoration, horrible. And then you don't have to have the fall asleep for a few days.
I thought.
You could just lick the
everybody's
mushroom.
Everybody's got a hangover cure.
See the thing. Whenever you have a free chance, could you tell me what these other mushrooms are? And Rourke just opens the bag to the menagerie of mushrooms.
And he's like, good, good, bad, good.
Bad.
Okay, that'll make you poop. Good.
I put the poop ones in Chuck's bag because sometimes
you might need it.
Papa needs more fiber.
Sometimes you need it.
I asked the bad, are they bad bad or are they good bad? Could I kill someone with these, or could I go for fun?
Yeah, the bad ones kill people, the good ones don't.
Okay, I keep the bad ones in their own little separate pocket that has not a skull and crossbow.
The good ones just get you wicked high.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
And the one that's okay, that one you can just eat, doesn't do anything.
Okay.
Well, it makes you less hungry.
Do you know what just occurred to me is that while Jermichael was cogent, we should ask him what his name is. What his actual name is.
Yeah, I do love that. You only have time to ask a couple questions, and he's like, "I can't jack off." I'm like, all right, we're good.
All right, that's all.
That's enough from you.
Again,
character development.
Literally, kind of like the D&D movie. Okay, we don't care about you now.
The answers for which you gave us, we don't find compelling.
Yeah.
And, compelling, yes, maybe, but
we have the info we need.
Yeah.
And that's all.
You're gross.
We have the distasteful info we want.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
unfortunately.
All right, so you're back back in Mineford.
Yeah. Oh, we made such good time. Holy crap. Nice job, Griff.
Wow.
Oh my god. Is that Griff? Yeah, it's me, Griff.
You got this one, baby.
Griff is gruff.
I hear you need someone to do some more brewing for you. You really staying this time, Ratma? I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Rama, we took care of something for you.
What do you got for me?
Drider.
Oh my god!
Is it somewhere I should put this? You wanted to like hang it on a spike or something, right?
Yeah, I got a spike over there. You could just mount it up.
You got it, baby.
Oh, did
you
it's know? Gonna look so
You're
handsome.
You're not gonna taxidermy it at all. You're just gonna let it run.
That's part of it. It's gotta get gross.
Yeah.
It's more threatening that way.
It started gross.
You get flies on it, maggots and stuff.
Pretty stinky now.
And that doesn't bring down the vibe of the bar.
it sends a message that I need to send right now.
Okay. No,
I'm gonna get rid of it because it's gross, but you guys keep on.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put on the spike.
Oh, okay, I was like, I think Rat was gonna fight you for that.
It's stinky. I don't know how many heads you put on spikes, but if you put it up through the throat hole, yeah. You got it. Sorry, I'm not here to tell you how to put a spike.
Who do
you
think I am?
You're right.
You think my dad doesn't know how to put heads on spikes?
Thank you.
That's my bad.
He's been ramming them butt through mouth for a long time.
Okay. I'm gone.
Chuck's like, I didn't hear that.
All right, let me get you set up there, Griff. Oh, this voice is really. I'm glad I'm doing so much.
Hey, what does Jermichael think about all this?
He's not here. Oh wait, what did we do with him? Yeah, you just brought him with you, but he's dumb again.
Yeah, I assume he's just like hitting, like he's got like a rock and he's just like hitting on something.
I wish I could. It's just like nothing down there.
It's like January.
What is it? He's just down with a rock. He's bashing himself.
I know I can bash it.
I don't think that's not how you do it.
What if I bash it between two rocks?
No, don't do that.
He's gonna panic.
Is that how it come out in the pancake?
No!
I don't...
I'm starting to feel like this is a curse.
I don't want to suggest this, but also...
You must never pancake your penis!
Get out the penis flattener.
like a pasta roller, just like...
Yeah.
Yes!
That could be nuts.
Does he have, like,
last thing before you pass out?
That he can listen to?
Like a meditation?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't exist.
Oh, yes, it does.
God, he needs
not in this world.
We could.
It's only in the Boneyard.
Not when magic's illegal.
Or the Bonelands. It's not the Boneyard. I keep calling it that.
It could be the Boneyard.
I like the Boneyard.
And what do you guys do?
Take a long rest, most likely, right?
Well, we did that. Yeah, we agreed. Yeah. We did it.
Dropped off.
I think I think it's now the next day, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's what I'm saying. It's like we took a long rest,
yeah,
then got to
Mindford. Yeah, and now it's the next morning.
And then we took another long rest. Oops. And then
we had to hang out at the Goblin Pit, too. So, yeah, no, I think
the Goblin Pit 2.
Yeah.
Goblin Pit
2.
2.
T-O-O? Or number 2.
Although, but wouldn't it be fun if the sign said T-O-O?
T-O-O. I think that does mean
I think it would.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it would.
And like the T-O-O is like... written like kind of over it, like
it's,
it was
no,
added.
It's Goblin Pit to go, like Chili's
oh
to go.
Oh my god, Goblin
like
Pit
that.
To
don't
go!
Love that fit.
I went to a Goblin Pit Express in the airport one time.
It was it good?
Whoa,
surprisingly good. Yeah.
So I would assume that we do not take Jermichael or Gertie with us on
to the Boneyard.
I mean, Gertie's got to learn.
Are Griff and Kitten coming with us? Or are they staying?
Oh, yeah.
I thought their whole deal was they wanted to get to the Goblin Pit.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted to.
They
I mean, they'll be like, no,
I've
we're not
I've been wandering
going there.
This place for 30 years. I'm good, actually.
We're just going to ask if they want to go along.
Yeah, just to be polite.
No, thanks.
Yeah, I think, you know what? Just us five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Milton. Plus Milton.
The original crew.
Wait, Gertie's not going, right?
Yeah.
Does Gertie have skills, or is she just
She has wolf? Not displayed them thus far.
She appears to be a level 0 commoner.
Oh, yeah, so probably leave Gertie behind.
And she doesn't have any,
so it'll
like,
be Chuck, Celine.
Once she gets a costume, like, there'll be false confidence associated with that.
Yeah. And she'll at least get, like, a little dagger or something, you know?
Yeah.
But right now she's doing the intern stuff. She's like, you know, staying behind, keeping, you know, helping out, preparing.
Coffee's hot.
Keeping an eye on Jermichael.
Yeah.
You know, all the good stuff.
But yeah, I think it's probably just the five of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The crew plus Milton.
Mm-hmm. Milton's a crew.
Yeah.
But he does not get an equal cut of things. Mm-hmm. He gets from Screech's portion as Screech.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's true. I miss when I was rich.
All right, yeah, you're like not rich anymore, right? We haven't even really addressed, like, we haven't really dealt with that.
You guys don't really know.
I guess we don't really know. Yeah.
Well, the vibe is like, well, we don't know for one, but like, yeah. Also, he only used fake money, so.
You thought he was never rich.
Maybe.
I mean, I think what essentially has happened is that Screech had the equivalent of Bitcoin and there was a big crash and now it's not worth anything anymore.
I don't
anymore.
Like being confronted with Screech being a crypto bro, but...
I think he is, though. I think he is a Drunkaroos, or, you know, the Drunkaroos extended universe crypto bro.
Yeah, switching to Penguin Coin. Pretty on the nose.
That's the new hot thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So head out.
You head out.
On day 19 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, so you're traveling through the Underdark.
It looks like the Bone Land is northwest-ish of where Mineford is when the Cloister was southwest.
Before you go, though, Ratma's like, are you sure? You sure you want to go to the Bone Yard?
Oh, yeah, we need to talk to Ratma for sure. Well...
This guy needs to be able to get a boner, so
what,
he can jack himself off.
What, are you kidding me? What kind of hack came up with this shit?
The abbot, which you told us to go see.
Oh, man. It's embarrassing, huh?
It is embarrassing. This seems beneath us, but what else are we supposed to do?
It does.
What are we going to do? Not deal with it?
Look, a dragon masturbating is a beautiful thing, okay?
There's no shame in it. There's no shame in it.
There's no shame in it. It is how this particular breed reproduces, as we've discussed.
Asexual.
We're not sure if it's more than them or not. We're not going to go into it today.
That's for a future episode.
Gotta save something for episode 100, it's spectacular.
Yeah.
That's true.
But, yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, we don't want to, well, most of us don't want to go to the Boneyards. And this is Selena looks at Rourke.
I want to go to the Boneyards.
It's full of undead creatures.
Oh, really?
Skeletons and whatnot.
Okay.
Ghoulies and...
Ghoulies, ghosts.
Oh, goblins?
Shit.
Hey. Excuse me?
Hey, what the hell? What the hell?
This is a little joke.
Wow.
Wow, okay. Right. Sorry about that. What are we gonna... What? So, you said we're gonna find there, ghosts and goblins. But you know what? Come on. Is there a particular, like... Oh, this is the guy situation we gotta worry about? Because if it's just little skeletons, we can handle a couple skeletons. No big deal.
Oh, but they said you had to get the... What did you say? Did I think... Was it Screech or Rourke? One of you told me that you had to get the tendons of a bone golem.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was me. I did it.
Yeah.
I didn't remember any of it, so yeah.
I forgot too.
That's fantastic. Wait, no. It's not fantastic. It's bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Okay.
You got me.
I don't know why I have this sense of well-being, though.
April Fools.
You hear a knock on the door of the goblin pit.
Huh?
And so, okay. Hey, maybe Griff or Kitten went outside.
They're right there.
Shit, fuck. Aww. What is this?
Is there a peephole? Can we peep out?
You can peep out.
Is there a glow?
I don't think Selene would be the first one to watch the door, though. I think she would say, is there a peephole, and then look at everyone else.
I'll go peep.
You peep? Okay. There's this really cool-looking guy standing outside.
Oh my God,
he's got, like, a beard, he's wearing sunglasses and a leather jacket.
Is he cute?
Yeah, he's so cute.
Oh my God, he's so cute. And then Rourke starts to open the door.
Oh my God.
And he goes...
Why did we let her do this?
Why does he have sunglasses in the cave?
He's like, hey, it's me, Dan. And, he comes in and he hangs out. He lives here now, too.
Hey, Dan, what's your deal?
What's my deal? I'm just pretty cool. I'm a cool guy.
I'm like that.
You're a cool Dan?
Yeah, I like to...
Cool Dan!
I like to lift the spirits of everyone around town and just generally hang out and be cool.
Where have you been? It's pretty dangerous down here.
Yeah.
Well, cool guys like me. That doesn't bother me.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I get that. Me neither.
This is one of those situations where our characters absolutely should not be trusting any of this, but they're like, I don't want to be the one to say that I'm not cool. And
Exactly. It's actually because we're all like dumbasses. And it's like we can't and like shitty. So it's like, well, I can't like be saying it's like not cool, so I gotta do this.
Well, it's, you know, you guys, you put the hat on the spike, and now people are gonna start showing up.
It's like a calling.
It's an open sign.
I just wanted it's like a lure in Pokemon Go.
I just wanted to put something for D. Martin G.
Yeah.
We give him a piece of cake.
He's Cool Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, give me the baker. Like, you mentioned baker before.
Yeah, you can be baker.
Cool Dan the baker.
Cool, I bake. You that know, sort of stuff.
His wife works at the bakery, but you know what? Hey.
Yeah.
He bought us the cake. Therefore, ipso facto.
She's not here, but she'll be here later.
Okay. They work together. They're both in the baking business.
DMRG's like, I actually fucking hate baking.
What?
It's an opposite attract situation.
Wow.
Now we'll move on.
Please.
Yeah.
And you guys get out of here. Like, all right, fine, fuck it. That was weird. Let's go. Ratma, we're going to get the bone golem, make everything really good. Maybe more weirdos will show up.
You never know.
We got to get all 108 stars of destiny to really make our shit pop. Because we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12. We're at 12 right now.
12 people.
Oh my god, that's a dozen.
That's a regular dozen. We all look at Dan, that's the regular dozen.
Now we're a baker's dozen with Dan.
I think I counted Dan.
Fuck.
But
Dan, go away and then come back.
90% sure I'm wrong.
Dan's wife.
His wife shows up, it's his baker's dozen.
Well, we can't count the wives before they get here.
Oh my god. I thought you were going to say we can't count the wives. Cause
yeah.
Just because you know.
You know. It's the past. They can't vote.
Oh my god. Yeah, Adjali's like super misogynist.
I know what you're saying. How did I get to 12, not counting all the women here?
Shut up.
Don't.
I saw some bugs on the ground.
And you counted those?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I respect them.
For the women? Guys, you heard it here. Tim doesn't respect
women. Look at that worm. 13.
Wow.
Would you love me if I were a worm?
If you're a man worm.
Oh my god, is that a woman worm?
Worm man.
Merman? Ow. Worm man?
Worm man.
I appreciate this because Screech has historically been the biggest piece of shit in the group. So.
No, this is Tim saying.
Oh, okay. Oh.
This is not a character.
Well, same, but with Bachman then.
Yeah.
Like, historically, like, nothing has changed. Historically, I'm the worst.
Yeah, if my count is one off, it's because one of the stars of Destiny is Tim because, like I said, he showed up and then
you're there.
Through the props.
Oh, yeah, I guess we could count. Just our guys.
9, 10.
Kicking the floor.
11.
Abby doesn't
I was
there.
Counting.
I counted the abbot.
Oh, and the abbot.
I feel like in the final chapter, he like, guess I live here now.
Yeah, he's gonna come and share a pint at my
Like, what do I gotta do to get you to recruit? Place a weekend. They're all good. It's 12. No, they're all good, but they're good. Bye.